Justin Haley, driver of the number 51 Rick Ware Racing Ford. Justin is an Indiana native. Also, this is going to be his first shot at the Oval in a Cup car, as well as we transition back over to that configuration. So, Justin, what does it mean to you to be back here, home in Indiana, and racing on the Oval for the first time?
Yeah, great opening question there. I really appreciate that. It's obviously cool. Being from Indiana, me and Briscoe obviously are from here, and racing at the Brickyard for the first time is obviously cool. So yesterday in practice, it's definitely tricky in this car. I'm just trying to get everything worked out. But I spent a lot of summers here watching the Brickyard, a lot of springs in May coming here, watching the Indy 500 and things like that. So spent a lot of time here. Obviously, now live in North Carolina, but always good to be back home and, appreciate, I think, the fans that come out and know that you're from Indiana. I feel like there's a lot of fans that, respect that too. So it's always cool.
Awesome. All right, we're going to open up to questions for Justin. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start here with Deb.
Deb Williams, Auto Week. Justin, with your move to Rick Ware Racing this year, what are some things that have happened there that surprised you or maybe caught you off guard that you had not anticipated?
It's definitely been a big transition for me, probably bigger at the start of the year than what I realized it was going to be. But Robbie Benton, Rick Ware, Tommy Baldwin, made the transition as smooth as possible. From the aspect of being with a new manufacturer like Ford and the transition and their sim software and their people working with them, their engineering side of things, to Roush Yates engines, it's completely different procedures and different engine operations than what I was used to at my previous race team. So I think we've surprised ourselves at some places and have ran really good, and then other places I think we've shown some weak spots and worked hard to improve those. So, I mean, the truth is we're still the smallest Cup team, right? We have no direct manufacturer support, and, we're trying as hard as we can with what we have. But, at the end of the day, we're racing against teams that have a lot more resources than we do, and I think we're fighting hard, and when we do have good days, it's definitely rewarding. Yeah, we do have an alliance with RFK. I think probably people think that's more than what it is. We still build the race cars ourselves. We still mount the bodies ourselves. RFK gives us general setup info. And then I personally do simulator work with RFK every once in a while to help them. RFK, with their relationship with Ford, is limited to what they're available to give us, right? So, we definitely get plenty, and I'm appreciative of Brad Keselowski and everyone at RFK, but, it's still not, like, getting direct information from Ford, right? I mean, it's still going through the processes. So, I feel like we do a lot with what we can, and definitely our relationship with RFK helps a lot. Without that, we would have nothing, right? We wouldn't even know where to start. So, it's just part of the business.
I'm going to go over here to the left, and then we'll go to Justin.
Zion Brown, the Indianapolis Star. You mentioned just how it's tricky getting back there out on the Oval. How would you describe those challenges going back to the Oval?
Yeah, it's difficult. The cars are kind of in between gears from fourth to fifth gear, so that's a challenge. But, it's just it's a tough track with our aero package and how much we're lifting and things like that. So, I don't know. It definitely took a lot, right? It's not, like, as easy as you think it would be for how big of a track it is and how the corners seem the same. So, we struggled a little bit in practice yesterday, but starting to get the hang of it.
Justin, Pat Jaggers, Motor Racing Network over here. When you look over the next five races, where do you feel like over those five your team is best to have your best performance and why?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's every week. I feel like we're good at one place and bad at another. We're just, honestly, it's just how close do you unload or not, especially with the short practices. You can't really do much with your race car. So I feel like we'll be strong at Richmond and Darlington. Obviously, we were really quick in the spring, finished ninth. So it kind of seems like the more mechanical grip, low grip racetracks are where we've been strongest at. We were really strong at Iowa and Nashville and Darlington. So, we're just kind of taking it week by week. The past 2 weeks, Pocono and then practice yesterday haven't obviously been the greatest for us. Really struggled last week with the high-speed racetrack. And then this week we seem to struggle in practice. But, we're working hard. I mean, it's just it's a lot, right? We're definitely in the depth of the season now and trying to pull from all of our resources. So, yeah, we just got to take it week by week. Obviously, we have 2 weeks off here after tomorrow and try to get ahead as much as possible.
Some guys go in dirt race over the break. Some guys go on vacation. What's your plan for the Olympic break?
I have no plans. I'm doing sponsor appearances the whole time. So not a day off for me. But, no vacations, no anything planned, nothing cool. So, I haven't been dirt racing in a while, unfortunately. I'd like to get back to it. Just too busy right now on the cup side. So, yep.
Going to continue with our Justin theme here.
Justin Schuler, Kicking the Tires. Just to kind of bounce off what Deb and Justin asked, so now that you've looked back at what Rick Ware has done this first half of the season, what are those next steps? What are those next goals, those next milestones that you're hoping to achieve with the team the rest of this season and then even in 2025? What are you hoping to contribute? What are you hoping the team can kind of figure out to get those next steps for you guys?
Yeah, we just have to acquire more resources, more people, just keep building. At the end of the day, it's just, you know, how many engineers do you have on the pit box, right? I mean, that's all it is now. So, I'd like to be better. Without our Coda DQ, I think we'd be 26th in points, which is stellar. That's ahead of a lot of teams that have a heck of a lot more than we do. So, it's just working hard. I mean, it's literally just giving it everything you have every week. I really appreciate the guys on the 51 team and the 15 team. They work harder than anyone. I'm sure every driver would say that, but we don't have a lot. We don't have a lot of people at the shop right now building our cars for what would be next week, right, if we were racing next week. So, my road crew is pretty much the guys that also build the car at home, and they stay a long, long amount of hours to get prepared for the next week to even get a car to the racetrack. So, we're just trying to do everything we can. Obviously, when you get into the depths of the season, you always feel like you're behind, right? And you're trying to catch up and get to a good place. So, we've been bringing cars home in one piece, which is obviously helpful. But, we're just working hard every week trying to get our race cars to the track. I think our hauler for Pocono left Thursday evening, and garage was open Friday morning. So, it's just a lot of hard work. I don't think people probably appreciate or realize how hard we are working to be competitive.
Do we have any final questions for Justin? Go back over here.
Stuart Mason, VTech Communications. Justin, I wanted to ask you, you're an Indiana native. Any memories of coming here and where'd you sit and everything?
Yeah, I have one memory. My grandfather, before he passed away, had sponsored Sam Schmidt's Indy car with Townsend Bell, I believe, was the driver in one of the Indy 500s. And that was kind of like his last hoorah. He had Brown Ability sponsored Townsend Bell and Sam Schmidt car. And my whole family was up in the pagoda watching the Indy 500. So I'm not sure what year that was. But that was probably my coolest memory of coming here. That was, I don't even know if I was really racing yet. I think I was doing quarter midgets or maybe mini sprints somewhere or something like that. But definitely my coolest Indianapolis Motor Speedway memory for sure.
Anything else for Justin? All right, cool. Justin, thanks for joining us. Welcome back home. Good luck this weekend.